Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Brittany. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Strix. I am calling on behalf of Best Buy. I have a customer. His name is Greg Hardcock, and their address is 7 Moss Bluff, CT Spring, Texas, 773-821-284, and their phone number is 713-823-1460. So I called in on behalf of them because her wife is not available, and also Greg, and they want to be their installation appointment to be rescheduled for, their supposed to be appointment was supposed to be today, but since they were not available, I will be dispatching their case. So I just want to notify the installation team that they won't need to be, they don't need to go on their home. Since okay. they are not available.
Okay, so today that means they've already been routed, which means he's already got all their product on board and he's probably going to go to them today. So I definitely want to try to catch him. Do you have the order number, the PO?
Okay, the order number is 726-828-60.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second. Let me get that pulled up.
Let me know if you also need the, the retail number.
I'll give you the retail number. That number didn't pull up anything.
Okay. 112-130-665-2022. That's for their range installation.
Is it an electric range?
Mm-hmm. Let me check here. It is for a gas range.
Oh, that's strange because he's not in our system. Like, I see him. I see the order, but it has no product on it. So I think we...
It's for installation only. I think the product is on... I don't know. It's a gas range, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now,
and on our system, the delivery team or the installation team is Carlos Garcia. Do you see that on your end? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I see a Carlos Garcia, but this order is not for my department. It's not. That's why I was asking you what type of range it was. Was it gas or electric? Because it doesn't look like it's routed for complex installs. This might be a different team because this has no product on it and it has no services. So it looks a little weird.
Yeah, that is, I called this number since Carlos Garcia is from XPO Delivery, correct? And on our system, the range installment is for the gas range. Let me go ahead and check right here.
Let me see if I can find another order with this one, because this one is not looking like this looks like something messed up. Uh-oh.
It's CFBX range. Yeah. The model.
Yeah, see, I don't have any product details on this. So it looks like, to me, it looks like this order just got created. It actually did. This job didn't get created until today.
Because that is this supposed to be, the status is still in transit right now. So I just want to notify the team so that they don't, waste their time going into their home when they are not available.
Okay, let me see if I can get the team's information because this order is not pulling up like I need it.
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
That was for today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not for sure what's going on. That's very strange. Okay.
Do you want, do you need some information about the customer's information?
Well, no, I've got an order pulled up, but it's just not for my department. This is literally how an order looks when it's just created and it's not going to be installed yet. So it on my end, like when I was saying earlier, there are no services. Typically what they'll do, like if he's getting a gas range installation, I'll see the service, and I don't have that.
That's actually strange, because in our system it says that it is actually currently in transit. That is why I called, so that the team will be notified that there are, the customers or the clients are not available today for the installation.
Okay, so let me get you over to the other department. I think they're going to be the ones to handle this one, because it just looks a little weird on my end. Give me just a second, okay?
Sure.
All right, give me just a moment. I'll get you over there.
Yep, sure.